Learning tonight should be Le'ila Nishmas, Basha Bas Shmuel, and Devorah Bas Mordechai Sambrowski. So continuing in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Megillah, says the Kitzer, Bimei Mordechai ve'Esther nikolu ha'Yehudim b'shlosha asar l'chodesh Adar. They gathered on the 13th of Adar, Lamod al-Navsham, to get revenge from their enemies. And obviously, before we're going to war, they have to be mevakesh racham and mercy from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yisbarach Shemoi Sheyazrem, that they help them out. When Klal Yisrael were in a milchama, when they went to war, his anu, they fasted Sheyazrem Hashem. V'gam Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom b'yom shel nilcham im Amalek, his anu, when he went to war with Amalek, he fasted. Vim Cain, we could assume if Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael did it when they went to war with Amalek, Mistama Gam Oz b'mei Mordechai ve'Esther, we could assume that Mordechai and Esther also his anu b'yom Yud Gimel Adar, that they also fasted on Yud Gimel Adar, v'lo Chein, and therefore Kiblu Aleim Kol Yisrael Yom Zeh L'Tanus Tzibur, everyone accepted, Klal Yisrael accepted this day as a Tanus Tzibur, v'nikra Tanus Esther, and it's called Tanus Esther, k'dei Lizkor, to remember, she Habori Yisbarach Shemo Roe Vishaymeya Tfilas Kol Ish Be'etzarasa. He remembers that the Rebbeinu Shalom listens to our Tfilas Be'etzarasa. Kasher Yisane V'yoshev El Hashem. So we fast and return to the Rebbeinu Shalom B'chol Levava with all his heart. Kemosha Asal Avaseinu B'yamim Ha'heim. Like they did at that time. Mikomakom Ein Tanezeh Chova. It's not the same. It's not obligatory like the others. Kol Kach Kamo Arba Taniyah Sheksuvim B'mikra. The other Dal Taniyahs that are referred to in the Psukim in Zechariah. This one is not. V'lochein Yesh Lahakol Bo Be'es HaTzorach. Therefore, there's few kulas, as we will see shortly, few kulas since it's not mentioned in the Psukim. So similarly, a benign passage from the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. However, it is subject to big machloikis, because we know the Megillah tells us as follows. The Kitzer is assuming that what is Tanis Esther Lezecher? Tanis Esther is Lezecher, a Tanis, which we don't really know much about, we never really heard of, but we assume that they went to Milchama, and before Milchama, just like Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael went to Milchama before Amalek, and we know that they davened and they fasted, so we could assume the same is true when Mordechai and Esther. So this Tanis that we never really heard anything about before the going to war, so therefore we assume that that's what we should do as well, and we fast before Purim. However, not all Rishonim agree with this. Take a look at the Megillah. The Megillah says as follows. What? So let's see. When was Tzumolai? When did that occur?
Pesach.
Pesach time. We should be fasting Pesach time. So let's see. It says the Megillah. Megillah's Esther Perek Tes. Pasuk Lamed Aleph says, Likayim towards the end of Megillah, Likayim es Yimei HaPurim HaEla. They kept the days of Purim. Bizmanehem. Kasher kiyam aleihem Mordechai haYehudi veEsther haMalka veKasher kimu al Nafshom the days of Purim veAlzarim divrei hatsomos veZaakosim the days of fast and they're screaming out. What are these days of fast and screaming out? So the Mechazal seem to understand that they accepted upon themselves these days of fast is referring to Tzumo Alai, the 3 days of fast that Klal Yisrael fast before Esther went in. Chazal say, why don't we keep those 3 days of fasting anymore? Chazal say, well, we accepted upon ourselves what Esther and Mordechai said about Purim. That was the easy part. But we didn't keep what they said about the 3 days of fasting. That was batal. Say Chazal, Divrei Tzomos v'Zakosam, the Gemara and Megillah, Samech Leyu, Maimer Esther Kayim, Maimer Esther in. What Esther wanted, we did keep. That was the day of Purim. Divrei Hatzomos, but the fast that we did not keep. However, the Rambam does say, when he discusses Tainis Esther, he does quote this pasuk, which is interesting. Take a look at the Rambam in Tainios Perikei, Halacha, hey, the Rambam says as follows, V'nogu kol Yisrael b'zmanim elu, Lisanos b'shlosha asar be'adar, the 13th day of Adar. Zecher le'tainis she'es anu b'mei Haman. Zecher to the tainis that they fasten in the days of Haman. Which tainis do they fasten in the days of Haman? Shenemar divrei hatzomos v'zakosam, quoting this pasuk. So how do you learn it? These are 3 days. The Gemara says we don't fast these 3 days. Says the Rambam, but tainis Esther is l'zecher of those 3 days. So the Torah Tumimah spells it out for us. He helps us understand. Says the Torah Tumimah as follows. Ratzalomer, Inyan Hatzom Gimel Yom. The fast in the Bizman HaMegillah, that was 3 days. And when was that? That was nothing to do with Adar. That was in Nisan. But still, Lezecher Ba'alme, Tzomul, Shetzomul Oz Be'os HaShana, Lo Kiblu Aleim Lidoros. They didn't accept the 3 days Lidoros. V'rak Lezikara, and just so we remember it, Noagin Le'is Anos Yom Yud Gimel Ba'adar. So therefore, we have a minhag to fast Yud Gimel Ba'adar. But according to the Rambam, it would sound like Tainis Esther is Lezecher of the Tainis that we do know about. The Tainis which is referred to in Megillas Esther. It's the Tainis of Tzumul Alai. And instead of 3 days, we weren't Mekabel all 3 days, but we were Mekabel instead 1 day as a Zecher Be'alma. But as we mentioned from the Kitzer, it seems like he's not learning like that. And many Rishonim don't learn like that. Most prominently, Rabbeinu Tam does not learn like that. They say that this fast of Tainis Esther has nothing to do with the Gimel Tainios, the Gimel Tainios, the Gimel Tzomos, of the Gimel Tzomos that Esther fasted before she goes in. Those were in Nisan. Those were 3 Tanais, and that has nothing to do with that. What does it have to do with? It's a separate fast. As the Kitzer pointed out, it's a separate fast that we know nothing about. We don't hear about it anywhere in the Megillah. We don't hear about it anywhere in Tanakh. But we could assume, just like before going to war, Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael fasted, we could assume the same thing happened in the days of Mordechai. Because of Harosh, the Rosh tells us on the Gemara Megillah. What does the Gemara Megillah say? The Gemara Megillah is trying to figure out the different days that you're able to read the Megillah. And the Gemara says, goes through Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, all the different days depending on where you live, that you could read the Megillah. Then comes the Gemara and says, well, how do I know you could read on Yud Gimel? Says the Gemara, you don't need a pasuk to tell me you could read on Yud Gimel. Why would I need a pasuk to tell me you need on Yud Gimel? Yud Gimel is so obvious. Why is it so obvious? Says the Gemara, Zman Kehila Lakol, because everyone congregates. Zman Kehila Kol, what does that mean? Zman Kehila Kol. Therefore, I could read the Megillah because Zman Kehila Lakol. So says Rashi as follows. Rashi explains, Zman Kehila Lakol means Hakol Nikolu Lihinokim Me'aveim. That was the day before they went out to war. That was the day that they gathered together to get revenge from the friends who were going out to war. So then that was the day they gathered together. Therefore, it's for sure you could read the Megillah on Yud Gimel. The Rosh asks the obvious question, what does one have to do with the other? I'm gathering together to go to Milchama. Therefore, it's obvious I can read the Megillah on Yud Gimel. One's are going to Muhammad, one are reading the Megillah, Zechel Lenes. What does one have to do with the other? Says the Rosh, I don't understand. Because of Harosh, V'loi Nehira, Denehi, Denikalu, Bo, Bayom, Kevin, Shekavu, Hakriya, Biyudal, Rites, Vav, Minolan, Shechol, and Likros, Bo. How do you know that you could read on the Yud Gimel just because that was the day they gathered to go out to war? V'o, Delozman, Milchema, Goremis, Mikra. Is there any connection between the Muhammad and Kriyas and Megillah? Those two things have nothing to do with each other. Reading the Megillah, Zechel Lenes. The Muhammad has nothing to do with this. So just because that's when we're going to go out to war, it's obvious you can read the Megillah. Says the Rosh, I'd much prefer the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Uperish Rabbeinu Tam, Zman Kehilu Lakohi, Shehakol Misasvin Letainis Esther. Why is it so obvious that on Yud Gimel Be'adar, I'm allowed to read the Megillah? I don't even need a pasuk to tell me on Yud Gimel you're allowed to read the Megillah, B'shas Achak, when you can't read it on a different day? Because that's Tainis Esther. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Perish Rabbeinu Tam, Zman Kehilu Lakohi, Shehakol Misasvin Letainis Esther. Uba'im b'nei hakfarim la'ayoros. Everyone comes together. Lomar slichos v'tachanunim. L'fi shebo nikalu lamod al nafshom. V'hoyu tzrichim rachamim. V'chein matzinu b'moshe sha'osa tainis k'shenilcham b'amolak. U'mekan nira l'Rabbeinu Tam sa'ad l'tainis Esther. Says the Rosh, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we see in the Gemara an inkling, a taste of perhaps this is a smach for tainis Esther. Why? Because it says you could obviously lay in on Yud Gimel. Why are we laying in Yud Gimel? Because that was the day that everyone gets together. That's the day they got together and davened for the Melchama. That's the day that we continue to daven for remembering the davening that took place b'shas vil Melchama. So what's Tainis Esther? Tainis Esther has nothing to do with the Tainis that Esther fasted. Tainis Esther has to do with the Tainis that they fasted before going out to war. But the question is obvious, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. So this was a day that everyone, Klal Yisrael, got together and davened before going out to Melchama. Very good. So therefore, I'm allowed to read the Megillah on that day. Again, what does one have to do with the other? Megillah is about remembering the nace that happened to us. Since that was the day that we davened when we were going out to war, which is already after the nace, parenthetically, so therefore I'm allowed to read the Megillah on the day. Again, you could ask the same question on Rabbeinu Tam that he seems to have with that he seems to have with Rashi. But we have another question that we have to ask ourselves, because there's another problem with Tainis Esther. Because there's something called the Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is a work of, from the Tanaim, a group of, a collection of brises, on days, a collection of days that one's not allowed to fast. And you're not allowed to fast on these specific days. And the brises says you're not allowed to fast lifnehem v'acharehem. You're not allowed to fast before them, and you're not allowed to fast after them. One of those days is Purim. And therefore, the Brisa seems to say, just like I'm not allowed to fast on Purim, I'm not allowed to fast before them, and I'm not allowed to fast after them. Now, it's true that Megillas Tainis, the Gemara tells us, is batal. Megillas Tainis no longer takes effect. There are many days which we are allowed to fast, even though Megillas Tainis said you're not, because Megillas Tainis was batal. But the Gemara does tell us that it's not true when it comes to Purim. Purim, you're not allowed to fast. Purim, that was one part of Megillas Tainis which we save. So if that's true, that Purim is still in effect, part of Megillas Tainis, and that part still is relevant bisman hazeh, so how are we fasting on Tainis Esther? How is one allowed to fast on Tainis Esther? It says, Mefurish in the Brisa, it says in Megillas Tainis, that you're not allowed to fast Lifneim. Before Purim, you're not allowed to fast. So what's going on over here that you're allowed to fast Tainis Esther? So the Rishonim already deal with this question. Rishonim are bothered by this question. Some Rishonim say, when we say with regards to Purim that it was that Tainis, Megillas Tainis wasn't batal, it just means with regard to the day itself. But before and after, that was batal. Others say that since Megillas Esther, since Tainis Esther is Midivrei Kabbalah, since Purim is Midivrei Kabbalah, where it's not something which is totally Midrabanan, it's Midivrei Kabbalah, we have a reference already to it in Tanakh, we have Megillas Esther, so therefore it doesn't need the chizuk, therefore they never instituted before and after that you can't fast, before and after you are allowed to fast. But many seem to indicate otherwise. Many say that what's the pshat? Because you're not allowed to fast on days of Megillas Tainis, fasts which are to remember a churban, fasts which are for chataim, fasts which are fasts of sorrow, fasts of mourning. But Tainis Esther is not a fast of mourning. Tainis Esther is what they call is a Tainis Shel Simcha. What is the point of Tainis Esther? So the Rambam tells us as follows. The Rambam writes, Why are we fasting on Tainis Esther? V'nogu kol Yisrael bizmanim elu es anos biyud gimel ba'adar zecher letainis she's anu bimei haman shenemar divrei atzomus v'zakosam uveran, and the Ran says as well a similar thing, and the Or Cheschaim, one of the other Rishonim, says demasha nogu les anos biyud gimel shu yom shelifneim lefi shelo ne'esar ela tainis shel tsar. The only tainis which is usher is the tainis shel tsar. But the tainis that we do, that we just remind ourselves of tainis Esther, that's not a tainis shel tzar. She yizker kol adam shabor yizbarach roeh v'shomea kol ish bitzoroso kasher yizan elov v'yoshev elov b'chol elovavo. Says the Rambam as follows. V'yesh mitzvos acheru sh'nischadshu achar matan Torah v'kavlo osam neviyim v'chachamim u'pashtu b'chol Yisrael k'go mikra megillah. Why were they commanding us to read the Megillah? To remember, to praise the Rabbanu Shalom that he saved us in that time. And the salvation that he provided for us. Part of the Megillah, part of Purim, is to remind ourselves not simply that the Rabbanu Shalom did a miracle for us, but that the Rabbanu Shalom listened to our tefillas, that he was karov l'shavaseinu. Part of what we're commemorating on Purim is not simply that God saved us, but that God saved us in reaction to our tefillos. Karov l'shavaseinu, says the Rambam. If that's the case, the point of fasting on Tainis Esther is not a Tainis Shel Tzar, it's not a Tainis to remember any Churban, it's not a Tainis of Avelus. What's the point of Tainis Esther? To remind ourselves that this salvation, this Geula of Purim, didn't come out of nowhere. This salvation, this Nes Purim, came because we were Mispala. And just like we were Mispala then, and we could be saved, and we were saved because of our tefillos, we should realize the same thing right now. Whatever problems we have, whatever problems we're facing Klal Yisrael, Karov Lishabaseinu, he's close to our tefillos. So what did Chazal do? They instituted that not only are we going to celebrate the salvation on Purim, but part of the celebration of the salvation on Purim is to be misanah the day before, so we remember that the salvation wasn't in the middle of nowhere. The salvation came because of the tefillah. So before a Purim, you have to have a Tainis Esther. You have to have a day of tefillah to remind yourselves, where did this Hatzalah come from? Where did this Hatzalah come from for Klal Yisrael? Came because of the tefillah. So therefore we have a day of tefillah, and only after a day of tefillah could you go and celebrate a day of Purim to realize, to inculcate within ourselves that the only reason we had a Purim is because God listens to our feelings. If this is the case, so then we understand certainly why the Tainus Esther, what the Rabbeinu Tam tells us, that a day like Tainus Esther is obvious you could lay in the Megillah. Doesn't simply mean because we came together and we fasted. Why could you lay in the Megillah on Tainus Esther? I don't even need a pasuk to tell me that I could lay in the Megillah on Tainus Esther. Because Tainus Esther is not remembering the hard times. Tainus Esther is part of the Geula. Tainus Esther is reminding ourselves that just like we had a Geula back then, we could have the same Geula now. And that Geula didn't come because God wanted us to give us a Geula out of nowhere. That Geula came because of our tefillah. So part of the celebration is a Tainus Esther. So Tainus Esther is, you are celebrating not a Geula out of nowhere, you're celebrating a Geula that Klal Yisrael earned through the Tefillah. So of course, Tainus Esther, just like on Purim, I can lay in the Megillah. If I can't do it on Purim, of course I could come and do it on Tainus Esther, because the Haschola of the Geula was already from Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther is not a Tainus of Tsar, on the contrary, it's a Tainus of Simcha, it's a Tainus which reinforces within Klal Yisrael that we have the capacity, if we put our minds and hearts to it, to daven and achieve whatever we'd like to.